Archbishop urges Catholics to protest against abortion ads. A large headline on Friday's Times above a long interview with the new Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols. And the interview with Ruth Gledhill dealt mainly with the proposals by the government to advertise abortion services on radio and television in the near future. And the only other topics he was quizzed on was sex outside marriage and gay relationships. He is about to become leader of the 4.2 million Catholics in England and Wales, and all he is allowed to talk about are abortion ads. No doubt if he were to talk about what is at the centre of his Catholic faith and our Catholic faith, he wouldn't sell newspapers. Though the new Archbishop gets no chance to talk about the core issues of faith, in every church today in Christendom, today's Gospel tells a great deal about what is at the centre of our Christian faith. The weeping and forlorn woman at the mouth of the empty tomb tells us what is at the heart of her faith. She had met the young prophet from Galilee, and when he disappeared out of her life, she was broken, heartbroken. And the two young men who come running to the tomb had also lost someone they had revered and hoped great things from. But they were confused rather than heartbroken. They had rubbed shoulders with Jesus for 3 years, but their faith was soft-centered. It crumbled at the first trial. The difference between Mary and the two disciples was that her faith was a living faith. Theirs had somehow, in spite of being 3 years in his company, had not become a living faith. They hadn't believed deeply, they hadn't understood. And in the end of that story, we see them breaking through their blindness into real faith. A living faith, something we all greatly desire. And it's so easy to beat ourselves over the head, isn't it, about our faith being weak. I remember once being cornered by a Seventh-day Adventist who said, "I know you're a Catholic priest, but have you met Jesus?" And when the question is as aggressive as that, it scares you a bit, doesn't it? Have you met Jesus? Have you met Jesus? The guess is that, like the two people in the Gospel today, you have met him in disguise, in the people whose hands reached out to you when you were in trouble or in difficulties, or maybe when you were down and you felt his touch, or when you felt like giving up and found the strength to go on. In the darkness of their great loss, Peter and John found faith. On Thought for the Day on Monday, an Anglican priest spoke of an experience that could have destroyed his faith, but which ended up making it more real and living. It happened, he said, a few years after being ordained, when I had to conduct the funeral of a small child. I still remember that tiny coffin and the vast emptiness of my huge, great church. For a number of weeks afterwards, I had nothing in my mind that could conceivably be recognized as faith. I felt I'd lost all the arguments, and my entire life had been a failure. It was a very strange experience, particularly as my working life continued to involve preaching and celebrating the Eucharist. What kept me on my knees, he says, was a sense that I had to wait and see, that I had made some commitment and that I was going to follow it through, even when I didn't really know what I was doing or why. And it seems to me that that is at the heart of the spirituality being demanded by Holy Week and Easter. For during this week, everything else is stripped away. If faith is to mean anything at all, It's simply about waiting and trust, a willingness to stay the course, a refusal to let go of the promise. If faith is to mean anything at all, it's simply about waiting and trust, a willingness to stay the course, a refusal to let go of the promise. A refusal to let go of the promise. And the promise is for each one of us that if we hold on to the promise of the resurrection, new life will appear, a deeper faith will emerge, and we will meet Jesus in moments when everything seems lost.